Sometimes with this board, sometimes something just always goes wrong. Like every time I start, something never works. All right, welcome to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. This is Radio Nation number 15. I'm joined in studio by DZ, a 12-year-old artist, and we're going to feature her later on in the show. And I'm totally looking forward to doing that. It'll be a good fun. On the show tonight, we're going to be talking about the Olympics, looking back at the year that was, 2010, and the special moments that we as Canadians and most of us truly enjoyed, and I know I did for a fact. We're going to be talking about some weird news, as we always do here on the show. We always read out some of the weird news that you don't hear on your average media source, wherever that is. Maybe it's on your iPod, the newspaper, or on the radio station, but I can assure you, you probably didn't hear it on any of those things, because I'm reading it to you. Also, we're going to be doing an artist from last week, Solcius, from New Jersey. I know some of his fans are listening, so we're going to be doing that. I promise to play a song by him. And for whatever reason, the board wasn't working last week, so we couldn't get that up, so we'll be doing that tonight. So the show's going to go a little bit, so it's going to go till about 8:30, 8:45-ish, a little later than normal, just because we got an great artist in studio, and we want to have a nice long interview if we can, so we're going to be doing that. So, we're going to look back at February 14th, 2010. That was the year that Alex Bilodeau got gold medal for Canada, the first one on home soil. And if you're listening and you're in the States, and you're probably wondering, who cares, really, but big deal, like, we've got so many more medals than you, but here in Canada, a big proud moment for us. We only had two Olympics beforehand, and we never were able to get gold. And I don't know about anybody else that's listening, but I know for me, when I watched that, it was one of those moments where it was just like, it made me so proud, because his brother Frederick has cerebral palsy, and it was just such a nice story to go with it. And not only that, the way he won gold was phenomenal. Like, the call by Jamie Campbell was absolutely thrilling. It was just such a proud moment, and it just really started this whole thing where, you know, we finally believed. Like, the whole slogan of, you know, we believe to begin with, and then the Olympics started all rough with the Georgian loser dying and, you know, the weather not cooperating, and then finally on February 14th we get our gold medal, and it's like this whole thing is lifted off our back, that this big weight of this pressure, and now, you know, when we go and we get the most gold medals and set a record, and it's phenomenal that, you know, Bilodeau got it, the first one, and it was just such an emotional performance. It really, I don't know, I think it set the tone for the Olympics for Canadians, and I think it revolutionized and changed our perspective as, you know, who we are as Canadians and how we sort of express ourselves. Because before that, we just really, you know, there was the 2002 gold medal game, and there was 72, and there was, you know, the centennial in 67 and some other moments, but, you know, that was the start of something that we've never seen as Canadians, and if we have, it's been a very, very long time since that's happened. So that's, to me, you know, people are going to say, you know, February 14th, Valentine's Day, but, you know, if you don't have a date or you're not doing anything, just think of Bilodeau and his gold medal, because totally, that's something to be way more proud of than Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day, to some people, is commercialized, including myself. All right, so also, I was, the other day, watching the news, and I saw this story about an individual in Canada who punched his kitten to death and got 4 months in jail. And if you know me, if anybody's ever known me, like, I'm so against animal abuse, and I just find it to be so cruel and inhumane, and it just makes me wonder, because 4 months is such a joke. It's not even that much time in jail, and it's like, it's a kitten, like, why would you do that? And I don't know, if I had my way, the punishment would be a lot harsher, and it would be so strict, and it's just something that, you know, it just makes me sick every time I see stuff like that, because, you know, I could never imagine doing anything like that. And not to discount murder and violent crimes, because those obviously have their harsh punishments, but, you know, animal abuse is something that people don't really, you know, it's just like, oh, it's a dog, or it's a cat, or, you know, it's horrible, but, you know, what can we do, you know, it's not a human being. But still, like, nobody's able to, a kitten can't defend itself. Like, why would you go out and do that? Like, you gotta be pretty messing, you gotta have something wrong with you to be able to go out and do that and, you know, live with yourself. And I just find that being so ridiculous. I don't know how, like, either the guy's got a really good lawyer, or the laws here are just really out of whack, because 4 months is really not a lot of time. And it just frustrates me. It just makes me sad and really angry. So here on the show, we're going to play some music, as we always do, and we're going to do a little Valentine's Day theme music, even though it was yesterday. We're going to still do some of that. And coming up, we're going to talk about why people in Ottawa are pissed off with Carrie Underwood and, you know, how they reacted to the whole thing with Mike Fisher leaving. So we're going to talk about that. And it is 7:37 here on Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. So we're going to kick off the song with Show Me Love. The show was Show Me Love by Robin. It's a good song, so here it is.
See you. Like it's time. crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just what the phone came here to do, 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 do. Yeah, yeah, cause it goes on and on and on.
To get excited. Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. On the flight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock. But the party don't stop, no. Unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out, out. The police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Ho, ho, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up tonight. On the flight till we see the sunlight. Walk in. Don't stop.
Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pascod. So I mentioned earlier that Carrie Underwood is not very popular in the city of Ottawa right now, and that's because Mike Fisher was traded to the Nashville Predators the other day for a first-round pick. And if you don't already know, Carrie Underwood is the lovely wife of Mike Fisher, the star for the former, for ex-star of the Ottawa Senators, I should say now. And I was reading online that people in Ottawa won't play her music in their store. Some people were just saying, nope, not going to happen, don't want to do this. And they're blaming her for it, and I find that really, really sad because, let's put it this way, she had nothing to do with him leaving. I mean, sure, you know, there's obviously the part where, you know, it's his wife, and, you know, naturally he's probably going to want to be like, I'd like to go here because they're in the Nashville's in the playoffs, and I happen to already have a house there with my wife, so it just seems convenient that I don't have to go buy a house, and you know, I don't have to worry about, you know, where I'm going to end up in the October, because it's more than likely that he will end up signing after his contract's done with the Predators, and it just, you know, it's a good fit. And you know, the thing that bothers me is we wouldn't be talking about Carrie Underwood if she wasn't even famous. It's like the same thing with Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson. If Jessica Simpson wasn't famous, no one would be talking about it. It would just be, oh, he got traded to Nashville, big deal. Like, we got a first-round pick. But because it's Carrie Underwood and she's a celebrity, it's like, oh, she dragged him to Ottawa or to Nashville from Ottawa. She stole him from our team. And that's not how it works. I mean, I'm not going to lie, if I had a wife like Carrie Underwood, I'd be going wherever she told me to go. So it's just one of those things where, you know, you go where your wife wants you to go, or, you know, you go where it makes sense, and it just seems to make sense for him. And honestly, you know, what would be worse if the Senators traded Fisher to the Canadiens or to the Leafs? Imagine how that would go over. And that would just, you know, I think if I'm a Sens fan, I'd be more pissed off with that, because he's in my division and we just traded him away. But he's in Nashville, and, you know, you only see him once or twice a year now. So, and you got a first round pick out of it, and it's not like Nashville, they're going to get a decent slot in the playoffs if they make it, but they could miss the playoffs as well, and you could end up with a pretty decent pick there. And you're already probably going to get the first or top five pick with where you guys are sitting now. So, I mean, really, it's one of those things where, you know, I think it's a win-win for Ottawa. I think they got to rebuild, and I think that's really important for their future. And I think letting go of Fisher was a big statement by Brian Murray, but it had to be done. And it was one of those things that just had to be done, like I said, and it was key. And they're going to get some future out of this pick. And if you're a Predators fan, you know, he's a key guy. He's one of those guys that every single hockey team in the NHL wants to have. And, you know, having him is just a key component. I think they'll push them into the playoffs. He's a playoff experienced guy. He's, you know, done a lot of great stuff on the ice. He's tough. He's physical. He's willing to, you know, do what it takes. And I think that's the guy that Nashville's been looking for some time. And I think with him on their hockey team, they're going to make the playoffs, and hopefully they have a good run. So we'll see what happens there. Anyway, here on Radio Nation, as always, we read out weird news, and we're going to do that right now. So Winnipeg Online Dating Service has been set up to allow people with herpes, and I don't mean just cold sores, to communicate and hook up with each other. Leanne Trebogov of Camelot Introduction says people don't mind being matched with someone who has herpes, even if they themselves don't. According to the Centers for Disease Prevention and Control in the United States, 1 in 6 people have the disease, and they don't even know it, because it's one of those diseases that doesn't show symptoms right away. And also, do you think the sun revolves around the Earth? Are you Russian? And if you answered yes to both of these questions, you probably fit the 32% of Russians who actually believe the sun does rotate around the Earth. 29% of Russians also believe that humans live while the dinosaurs roamed. And a spokesperson from the polling company that did this survey said that this data speaks volumes about the poor education system in Russia and the lack of funding that education in Russia receives. So that's the weird news that we have here on the show. And when we get back, we're going to be speaking with DZ, and we're going to be playing some music from Solstice, our artist from last week, a great artist from New Jersey. We're going to be playing a rap song from him, like I promised. So we're going to be doing that. So we're going to kick off this next segment with Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Always a good song. So here it is.
We'll be right back. What the fuck? Sexiest wine, girl, if you move your body one side, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, tick tock, the sexiest wine, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, girl, if you move your body one side, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, tick tock, the sexiest wine. Yo, it's a Friday, are your birthday, girl, why love card, it's another birthday. You a hype one, girl, you a right one, girl, just keep on doing it all night long. Just freeze up, girl, and a fight, man, chemistry. Come grow with the vibe and roll to the fiction, roll to the quad, to the pure, really, really. That's alright, man. Hey, girl, I'll be a hype man. Hey, girl, you want me like and you want me type and you want me right and never leave by my side, girl, you're titan, girl, you need tan. To be titan, I wanna take you back home for your weekend. Feature your peak and brown skin, girl, just give me that brown skin. Give me the sexiest wine, girl, if you move your body one side, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, tick tock, the sexiest wine, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, girl, if you move your body one side, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, tick tock, the sexiest wine. Girl, if you're ready for you, have a good time, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, when me a sip on the jug, I'll bounce it like that, cause him love for you, hear me right. So me tell her to find, and me want me and I to combine. Give her the time in the room combining, and now she's living on cloud nine. To the head, be a shot till she take and feel fire. To the head, be a shot till she take and feel fire. XP to the girls over easy, we ever go and keep it lying. None of them can't block me, so stop me, don't matter how them do. Girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, girl, if you move your body one side, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, tick tock, the sexiest wine, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, girl, if you move your body one time, girl, if you give me the sexiest wine, tick tock, the sexiest wine. Yo!
Welcome to the jungle.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. So we're joined by DZ in studio, but before we do that, as always here on the show, we like to do other artists, and we'd promise that we'd do an artist, Solcius, from New Jersey, and I know some of his fans are listening. So before I get into that, we're just going to talk a little bit, give you a little bit of background about him, and I asked him some questions earlier on last week. And some of the questions were the following. So when did you start making music? And he says, I played multiple instruments, and I was involved in a band as a youth. So Tina began experimenting electronically and with electronically composed music. Recently, I decided to record an EP album, and I've been working on this for the past year or so. Also, he talks about why I decided to start. I began experimenting with the recordings and composing my own music as a teenager in high school, mostly as a creative outlet. My best friend DJ Jem Madden, we were basically brothers, and we also grew up in the music industry together. It was kind of a competition at times, he goes on to explain. And he mainly goes on to say that he began creating music to have a good time and with expressing himself, and he encourages others to do the same as well, which I think is really interesting. In terms of his influences, his family and his friends provide positive influences in his inspirations. He has to give a lot of credit to his brother Ja for setting the stage. As far as musical influence goes, he likes many different types of artists and genres, but he wants to leave it up to his listeners to decide where his musical influence come from. His biggest challenge in his career is one that he has to set his mind to. As an independent artist and a full-time college student, I set my own goals. I don't believe anything in the world worth having is easy, and we're challenging ourselves daily. And I think that is wonderful, because I think that is very, very true. If it's something you want, it's never going to be easy. You got to work for it. So I'm going to play a song by him. Just got to pull it up here. But we're going to play the song Mind Right. And this is with Jem Adden as well. And it's a good piece. I really like this song. So we're going to play that for you. We're going to get that set up. And as I promised last week, we tried to get this last week, and it just didn't work out for whatever reason. So hopefully this time it does work, I hope I can get it to work for you. But if you're listening and you don't know, if you weren't listening last week, he is an artist from New Jersey. He does sort of rap, but he doesn't like to describe himself as a rapper, more of a hip-hop artist. So we're going to play this song for you right now. So check it out.
No respite in sight. Imagine if the world stopped and you put in the game on pause. In the game of life, you get one chance. Party with the devil when we get one dance. It's hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you wish to start over, but no, you can't. In the game of life, you get one chance. Party with the devil, only get one dance. It's hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you wish to start over, but no, you can't. It's crazy what people do in times of stress. Keep bottled up feelings in a cage in their chest. Pool emotions so deep that they wear light vests. They just sport bright smiles to hide being depressed. Put foot in front of foot, try getting ahead. Tripped up, slipped up, till her ankles are red. Another day in the life, try rolling the dice. Take a sinner's advice and be a demon's device. Blinded by all light and only active at night. Success was just too bright, no respite in sight. Imagine if the world stopped and you put in the game on pause is impossible. Imagine if the world stopped and you put in the game on pause is impossible. In the game of life you get one chance. Party with the devil, only get one dance. Hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end you wish to start over, but no you can't. In the game of life, you get one chance. Party with the devil, only get one dance. Hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end, you wish to start over, but no, you can't. No choice but to play the hand dealt. The game's blue flame, all chance just melts. Car accident with no seatbelt. Emotional wreck, face can't be felt. Before it all falls down, down deep in the ground. Fight another round, take a stand for your town. Buy real estate properties, conjure up monopolies. When you can't afford the fees, contemplate robberies. Tell the cops yell freeze, get down on your knees. Get another life, even if you ask please. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible.
All right, so that was, I'd like to apologize, that was Dance with the Devil. We're having a little bit of a problem here just with some of the sound quality and some of the sound getting out into the board. So that was Dance with the Devil. So I'm actually going to play Mine Right with DJ Ja Madden and Solstice, because this is the one song that I really, really like the most. You can check him out on www.myspace.com/Y1Ambitious, and the one is just a single letter, or a single number, excuse me. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about spelling out the whole word. So I'm going to play Mine Right, because this is my favorite song by him, so we're going to get that set up for you. So here it is, Mine Right.
Yes, sir. We take it off into the sky. Wave or of Y to the haters on the side.
Bye-bye.
We blasting off with no tripe.
Uh-uh.
Plus sign energy, only type flight.
Yep.
We from the new school, taking it old school.
Yep.
Funk will survive parliament, I salute you.
Yep.
New school boy with the style of an old
That's
dude.
Me.
New school boy with a pay me now attitude.
Give me my money.
Get your mind right and get your act together.
Do that.
Hand in hand, let's get the bread and cheddar.
Cause
it's only right that we get it together.
Yep.
Strive for excellence, leave good for the lesser. Now we on top, Y1, get the guap. Fetty chasing all day, lead the haters to stray.
That's right.
Come on, get your head right. Come on, get your head right. Come on, get your head right. Come on, get your head right. Come on, get your head right.
6 a.m. waking up in morning sunshine. I rolled out of bed and I wrote this line. I'm still living when the demons try to murder me. Pain is deep, I leave wounds like surgery. I'm focused on the positive, I shot can take charge. In the game of life, deal with great cards. Forced to keep up in the rat race, what you expect? Been running my whole life and I ain't quit yet. My peers think that there ain't shit to do but get wrecked. These bras can't do nothing for the kid but get wet. A lot of love, a lot of hate, and a lot of fear. My mind let go of the wheel and my heart steered. I feel a rush of waking up every morning. The obstacles are high, but I can't stop soaring.
Come on, get your head right.
To live life, grab fate by the reins. Chase the dollar while I bother with the lanes. My heart beats infinite and pumps ambition. Got my goals in gear like a damn transmission. I'm a grand tactician, skilled on the mission. Welcome to success, the hip-hop rendition. This is just a transition. I'm climbing to the top, open doors on the spot when opportunity knocks.
Come on, get your head right. Come on, get your head right. Come on, get your head right. Come on, get your head right.
All right, so that was Solstice from New Jersey, and that's a great song. I really like that one. So that was our artist feature for last week, and I apologize to him and his fans for earlier last week. I know they wanted to probably hear that, and they didn't get a chance to listen to two songs, and you can check them out on MySpace or find the link on my Radio Nation Facebook page. Totally great artist. Definitely be checking him out. Hopefully he puts out some good stuff in the future. So before I get into the main event for tonight, I'd like to mention an artist or a band we featured here on the show once before and had them in studio, Rodrigo Wild. They'll be playing at Rancho Relaxo on Sunday, February 20th. You can come check them out. That's in Toronto, Ontario, for anybody that's in the area. You can definitely check them out. They're a great band to see live, and it should be a lot of fun. It's $5 at the door. It starts at 9 p.m., and I believe they're the second band going, so definitely check them out. It'd be worth worth the trip down to see some great music. So get ready. I'm joined in studio now by DZ, 12-year-old artist from Burlington, Ontario, and a lovely individual. And so we're going to get right into the little interview here. So tell us, what got you into music?
Well, I started taking guitar lessons at 4, mainly because my father plays guitar, and he really inspired me to play guitar. I thought it was really cool that he could play some kind of instrument. That really got me started, so I started taking these guitar lessons, and then I started drums and bass, and it all just exploded from there.
And when did you decide that music was something you wanted to take seriously?
Well, after I took the guitar lessons and drum lessons at age 7, I started recording some demos with Shane Told from Silverstein, and that really got me wanting to be able to do this for the rest of my life.
All right, I'm going to ask you, I know you've seen some of these questions already, but I'm going to ask you a question just kind of like that's not on the sheet, and kind of describe to my listeners and to everybody out there what kind of music it is that you do, because, you know, many of us have probably haven't heard you, so describe your music to us.
Well, I play mostly like rock and alternative and indie, and I just like that kind of music, so that's what made me want to do that kind of music.
And who's been your biggest influence and why?
My biggest influences have been definitely Beatles and Led Zeppelin and Nirvana, Paramore, Metric, lots of Toronto and Montreal bands like Broken, Social Scene, and Stars. And even like when I go to see a live concert, I like listening to the opening acts because you get to hear bands that you would never really get to hear. So it's really cool to find those bands that way.
And what has been your biggest challenge as a young artist?
I think the biggest challenge so far has been trying to get like live shows, because I'm only 12 years old and not a lot of bars will let me in because I'm only 12.
And because of your age restrictions, have you found that people don't take you seriously for what you do, or has that not been an issue at all?
Well, some people think that I don't actually play all the instruments on my songs, which I do, and I think that is not really that nice, because it is possible, because I do it, and, like, I don't know. I think that most people take me seriously, though.
And, yeah, you kind of answered one of my questions that I was going to ask you earlier. But do you find that playing everything at once and doing the singing and all the stuff you do you find that difficult, or is that kind of a natural process for you?
Well, I play all the instruments, but, like, sometimes it's really hard to have to write, like, one song on all these different kinds of instruments instead of just having to do, like, the one song on the one instrument. So that's, like, one barrier for me, but I can get around it easily.
And how do you write your songs? Like, what's that process like?
Well, I usually write the music first, and then I'll get writing the lyrics, like, according to the music. And then when I start recording, I'll lay down just, like, sample tracks to know, like, what I'm going to be doing. And then I'll record the drums and the bass and the guitar and then the overdubs and then all the vocals and stuff.
So you, I've had other artists in here, and then they've said some of them like to just hear the beat and they kind of fill in the lyrics to go with the beat. You seem to describe the sort of the opposite process for that. Is do you ever do that, where you just hear the beat and kind of say, I'm going to write a song to work with this, or is that not something you do?
Well, I prefer to write the music, and then I'll write kind of like a melody to that, and then the lyrics kind of come along. Well, and because I'm just 12 years old, I it's very hard for me to write the lyrics because I don't have as much life experience as somebody of older age. Right. And what I really do for writing my songs is I'll just look at things around me, and I can write from that. And that's how I write my songs, and it just works.
And, okay, 2010 was a really, really big year for you. Kind of tell us why 2010 was a big year for you.
Well, I won the UK songwriting contest in the rock category, and that was a really big thing because there were 5,000 competitors in that category, and I thought it was really cool that just out of those 5,000 people, I won. And also, I released my EP, so that's a really big milestone.
And your manager, of course, is your mom. So kind of, what's that relationship like? Is it easygoing, or do you have difficulties at time, or what's that like?
Well, most of the time we get along. Sometimes we have disagreements, like, with songs and stuff, if there's something that I like, and maybe she doesn't. But, yeah, we get along really well, and I listen to her ideas, and she helps with the social networking aspect of everything.
Have you found that because you're with your mom, it's sort of an easier process because you already know this individual, whereas if you were with just some other manager, that might be, you know, there's obviously barriers there. Is it easier for you that because it's your mom?
Well, yeah, it's easier because I know her really well, and we really get along well, and maybe if I had some random person being my manager, I might not like their attitude on their way of things, and maybe we have a completely different like aspect of looking at things, so that might be like hard to work with.
All right, where do you see yourself headed in the future? Where do you see yourself going down the road?
Well, I want to be a professional musician or a producer. I just love being behind the scenes in the music and just being able to see these things and work with these things and be able to have my say in what goes in somebody else's music.
And do you plan on going to university or college afterwards, or what's that path going to be like for you?
Well, I do want to have like university and like be able to have an education if something doesn't work out in my music, and it'll just be really cool anyway to just have that knowledge.
Perfect. So you brought the CD and you brought a bunch of them in. Kind of talk to us about the CD and what it's like.
Well, there's 5 tracks on them, and they're all really different because over time, my sound has really changed. I'm not too sure what my sound is going to be yet. That might take some time. But personally, I think they're all really good songs, and maybe it's just not your kind of music, but to me, I like it, and maybe you'll like it too.
And if you had to describe one or two songs that you really, 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 really like on the CD, what would they be and why?
Well, first one would be Chills. I think it's my best song. I don't know. It's just really catchy, and it has a good melody. And the second one would be Good Thing. It's a slower song, not that slow, but I just like it. I don't really have an explanation for it, but I just like it.
All right, and just one of my final questions is, your producer is Carl Jennings. Kind of describe what that relationship is like.
Well, we're great friends, and we click together, and we always make same ideas, and like, if we're having trouble with finding like an overdub, he'll kind of think of something and then I'll branch off of that, and then we'll just branch off of each other and we'll end up with this really good idea.
Perfect. And of course, we're going to play the 2 songs, the two that you mentioned on the CD. Is there anything else that you want to add that my listeners and the people out there that, you know, don't really know about you that you want to add?
Well, my website is dzrocks.com. And there's links to buy my CD, and there's, like, info about me there if you want to find out anything. And I just want people to know that I do all the instruments and that nobody else is recording any of this, that it's just all me, and I want them to know that.
And finally, just before I go here, your CD, the cover, kind of tell me about it. I mean, it's pretty interesting, but, like, you know, kind of take me through the CD. Like, how did you decide to design this cover?
Well, the cover, we actually took it at the AGO. There's, like, the sign that's, like, AGO, and it's red, and we really wanted it to stand out. So I kind of just stood in between the O, and that's where we got the red from. And it's just cool because it was, like, a local location, and we didn't even think it would end up being a cover. We just kind of thought, yeah, that would be cool. So.
Well, I think it's pretty cool. I like the reflection in your sunglasses. I think that's pretty cool. All right, so we're going to play the first song we're going to play is Chills for you, and that's a 4-minute song. It's a good song, and I've listened to all of them on the CD, or at least the ones I heard on the internet, and I really, really enjoy this, and I totally think everybody here will hopefully enjoy it, because it's really great stuff. So we're going to play the first song for you is Chill, so we're going to get that going right now. All right, so that was Chills, and that's a really, really great song. So the next one we're going to play is Good Thing by DZ, and hopefully you like this one because this is a really good song as well. They all are, of course, and I have the CDs here in studio. I've got a few of them, so if you're interested and you want to hear the rest of the songs on the CD, you can just talk to me, and I'm more than happy to mail you the CD, or you can come here and pick it up. So it's a great CD, actually, so I encourage all of you to take advantage of that wonderful opportunity. So the next song is Good Thing, and here it is.
I picture you out in the snow. There is no high, there is no low. I wonder how it got this way and how a good thing went away. One day, 2 days, weeks go by. There's loneliness within this light. I used to laugh with you all day. How could this ever go away?
Welcome back, and that was Good Thing by DZ, and that's it for the show here tonight. I'd like to give a huge thanks to Elon Lee for, he does a lot of the technical work behind the scenes, and he's a big help here. He does a lot of recordings and stuff for me, and he helps me with websites and stuff, and he's a big help, and I don't give him enough appreciation, but I know he's listening, so I'd like to thank him personally, because he does a wonderful job, and without him, I probably wouldn't be able to do half the stuff I do, so it's very nice to have him. It's nice to have UDC in the studio, and you're always welcome back. If you ever want to come back here, you're more than happy to come on air. It's great having you on. And that's it for the show. I apologize for some of the technical difficulties with some of the music. We were just getting that tuned up, and I don't know what happened there, but once again, I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and hope you tune in next week. Next week, same time, same place from Toronto, Ontario. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescott. Have a good night.